Our next speaker is President Day of the Construction Management Association of Korea. And I think it was probably organized by our own Bill Van Wagenen. He's spent several years over there, including his last year as chairman from afar, leading us while he was working in Korea, established the relationship with the CMAK. President Day is assisted by Sunny Choi, who I think both of you have met before. And with that, I will turn it over to Sunny and President Day.
Tom, if I might, I just want to make a brief introduction while Chairman Bay is getting set up. First, logistics, in your packs, packages in advance, you should have a slide presentation, 27 slides. Chairman Bay is not going to present all of those. He's going to present a selection of those today. And you should all have on your places a more brief summary of the major points that he's going to try and make or make during the presentation here, something to take away. Secondly, is that our association with CMAK goes back to, I think, 2005, 2006.
I don't think so.
When we signed a formal memorandum of understanding, and so again, like the charges to building a good association, a lot of cooperation and sharing of information and standards and working together to try and develop and promote CM. And that's going to be one of the messages I think you'll hear from Chairman Bay. Third point is, I'd just like to clarify, because this is an interesting difference between CM in Korea and CM here that is important to his presentation. In Korea, there is something called construction supervision, which is distinct from construction management. Supervision is essentially the inspection and quality control during construction. It was instituted by law about 10 years ago in Korea in response to a number of construction disasters. And so it is now something that is required, mandated by law on many projects. And as Chairman Bay will mention, that has created some confusion for the industry between what is CM and what is construction supervision. So I wanted to clarify that. But beyond that, I'm happy to have Chairman Bay here. And he is going to be open to questions. And there will be some recommendations he makes at the end that I think, Tom, you're going to probably defer or ask the International Committee to take up and look at in further detail. Thank you.
You can start.
Oh, you need the microphone. Woke somebody up over there.
Glad to see you all. I can't speak English either, so I'm going to read this material. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just start off by introducing myself. My name is Yeong-hee Bae, Chairman of the Construction Management Association of Korea. I feel very honored for having this opportunity to talk about the present and the future of CM in Korea. In this beautiful city of Orlando, with many distinguished guests and CM experts. Also, in my sound investment, CM in Korea has not been well developed and still confusing in theory, despite the fact that it was introduced on Korea more than 10 years. So, in my presentation today, I'm going to bring you up to the current status of CM in Korea and exchange views and ideas on it with you. I have about 3 minutes, and it is not enough time to explain all material in detail, but I think you have already read this one beforehand, so I briefly explain it in this time. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to take them at the end, and please feel free to ask me any further questions via email anytime later on. Next. Before the presentation, let me briefly introduce CMAK. CMAK represents CM firms in Korea and was founded on March 27, 1997 with the permission of the Ministry of Land, Transport and Maritime Affairs to enlarge and promote CM. We have 319 members, and the members consist of Asian CM firms, CM and DISC firms, public agencies, and some of individuals. As you see in the slide, you perform some official tasks entrusted by government. Those tasks are appraisal CM firms' capacity, managing CM contracts in public projects, and publishing CM firms' record of performance. Our members are mainly CM firms because of this official task. Next. This is regarding the introduction of CM to Korea. I'd like to tell you for your information that in Korea, it is very difficult to get things done. If there is no institutional device, therefore, I would say we have been fortunate to get CM institutional background to this level under the circumstances. In case of public works, it is definitely impossible to carry them out without fully detailed legal institutions. The next is the market status. As you can see, the status of construction market and CM market. Construction market has grown every year from 2004 to 2008, and the total amount was about $100 billion in 2008. Like many countries, Korea also has big private sector and public one. Amount of private sector was $66 billion, while public was $35 billion, as the annual average of public sector is 30% to 40% of total construction market. Particularly, building is bigger than civil works. As for CM market, there were not many CM projects since CM was institutionalized by laws in 1996, because as I told you, there has not been enough institutional follow-ups. But CM works have been increased every year from $56 million in 2004 to $260 million in 2008. The amount of these tables shows CM per P. We assumed that the amount of CM per P is about 3% of total amount of construction. As this assumption, the CM market share is about 10% of total construction market in Korea in 2008. Particularly in 2007, public works had highly increased because, as you know, there was US FDA-based relocation program that CH Duane Hill participated in. We found that the United States market share of CM in total construction market is about 42% when calculated the same way above, on the basis of data from ENR. And one thing I'd like to point out at this time is approximately $100 billion total amount of huge mixed-use developments are now planning or are already carried out in Korea. I think the demand of CN will increase more because those are high degree of difficult and complex projects. I'm going to tell you about this later. Next one is type of CN projects in Korea. As you see on the slide, most project is CN4P. Next. This is comparison between CN and construction supervision. As you see on the slide, CN manages the whole stage of a project and performs many functions. It means CN is control system that has both preventing and the correcting function. Then not only supervises the project, but also manages cost, time, quality, environment, and safety. CN monitors, consults, advises systematically and actively according to the planned system based on accurate forecast of future and judgment of current situation. But construction supervision performs a part of management services just in the face of design and construction. Focusing mostly on quality control, it is only focused on identifying and correcting problems that inspect the work with design or specification. I think supervision is a very simple task that doesn't have creativity and objectivity. At the beginning of introduction of CN, there was many confusion in CN and supervision. But now many people agree with me on this opinion. What do you think about my opinion? If you agree with me, give me a big hand. Next. This is status of CN certification in CN in Korea. There were 5 CN certification at first, but just 3 CN certificate remains now. I would like to explain a little bit about our CNA case qualification system. Other organizations may examine take on their educational course to pass the exam, but CMAT only focus on examining to have ample experience in the field of CN. Many national qualifications with sample qualifying examination system as we have. If they study just for the exam in special course, they may not have various knowledge, not on special course, but the sustained effort and experiences make expert. The other reason why we do not have those courses is that it may be misunderstood as a profit making. This slide shows our CMA case certification and its classification and eligibility for application. We classify 2 kinds of certificates. One is general CN for the general construction engineer, and the other is special CMR for special expert in finance, account, contract management, legal profession, construction administration, so on. As I told you before, there is not an official definition about the term of CMI. That is just a term for convenience. Many general CMI are opposed to this classification, but I thought CMI needs various experts for the successful implementation of the project. Also, they could have responsibility and pride as CMR in the project. We prepared the eligibility for application and subject of examination in comprehensive consultation with many academies and research institutes. CMAK has produced about 514 qualified CMR since it has started in 2004. And now many people agree our CMAK is qualified system, and I think it might be successful. What is your opinion? Next. CMK into wide use bar. We still need much time to enlarge CM market in this situation. So I would like to show you factors of CM market drags into three factors. First one is the client side. As I told you, they are still confused because of lack of understanding and institutional backups. They refuse new system and changes. They do not trust CM because lack of data and information on the effect of CM. The second is supplier side. Like client side, the problem is lack of understanding, confusion on CM, and consultative business strategy. We have a weak management system for research and development because uncertainty of CM market makes CM hesitate to invest to develop their manpower and technology. They abandon their challenge for new system and changes because of their small-scale business, and also they stick to supervision system. As I told you, in Korea, so many projects are being planned and executed in areas of real estate development, high-rise building, redevelopment of resident areas, new cities, highways, high-speed railways, power plants, ports, river improvements. This project might need CM, but relatively, it is just for general contracts. As UN proclaimed that the 21st century in an era of urban millennium, urbanization is a big issue in the world. CMR have to lead this market, but our members have no ability to execute, and they also stick to a supervision system. It's deplorable things. As I mentioned before, Korean law imposes the supervision system. If the total construction amount exceeding $20 million, this market is stable and not competitive. They don't try to develop CM that should offer various and high-quality services. Many demanders disappoint in CM service because they already know the effect of CM and expect high quality of CM service. But our CM companies are still prepared. But I would like to tell you not all CM firms have these problems. Some leading companies in Korea offer good CAM services and have a good reputation. Next time, I'm going to explain to you about the institutional side. As I told you before, due to the confusions as a result of CAM series and institutions, many people misunderstand CMS specific function, and there are very different tools just applicable to CM works. There is no institutional device to build infrastructure for CM manpower. Theory of CM is still computer institutional. Corporate CMR is produced only by private organization, and that education and training programs have not been effective because of various operating institutions and their different curriculums. I like to tell you that private certifications are only effective when the government authorizes it. The fee of CM is extremely low now as compared to its services. The system of bidding is not flexible as compared to various demand with different types, scale, their organization, and manpower. It will take a long time to solve the complete with supervisions. Korean government continually to try to cope with those problems with the industry, but there is still a big obstacle. So this is about the future strategies. What I would like to talk about in this part is how we overcome those obstacles and how we can expand our CM market. We should enhance education, training, and public relations for understanding CM. We should build trust with demanders through enhancement of CM service quality by developing infrastructure of manpower and development system. Next is one of thing about the improvement of CM institution in Korea that I would like to have your attention and consent. I would like to talk about the Korean type CM. I think each country has their own types of CM because they have a different system and cultural background. We have a consensus about this. As I mentioned before, let me talk about what is CM. Korean Law Framework Act on the Construction Industry defines CM as the first box that CM is management of planning, management of feasibility study, management of analysis, etc. But I think it's wrong. I think it should be changed as the second box, that CM is actual doing planning, feasibility study, analysis, etc., plus management of design and construction. The point is not management of planning, but doing planning and management of design and construction. I think CM is everywhere and means that is objective to accomplish projects successfully. CMR should not be considered with only one project, but should be considered with enterprise, construction industry, domestic economy, and even global economy. Next. Finally, I suggest the international cooperation such as the joint operation of education and training programs to develop qualified manpower and technology. the joint research for CM service development and improvement of CMP system, the joint holding of seminars and academy conferences to mutually share and exchange information, data and knowledge, and joint cooperation of market research for advance into construction market in third countries. To improve this cooperation, I suggest to make a joint committee or a task force team with CMAA and CMAK. I hope that we Korean CMR can provide highly developed and globalized CM service, and we can contribute to prosperity of the world. This is all I have. Thank you very much for your attention.
Okay, thank you very much. We enjoyed your remarks, and I believe your international committee meeting is
Monday at 9:30,
and I think these ideas and suggestions will be tabled at that meeting, and look forward to discussion on the topic. Thank you so much. Okay. Do we have time for any questions, or are we running up again?
A couple minutes.
Go ahead. Yes. Any quick question? All right. I'm sure there'll be more on Monday. Thank you. Our next agenda item was going to be presented by George Lee, who was unable to make the conference today. And so DJ Mason is going to pick up this topic.
Yes, sir.
DJ. And the subject is the U.S. government's Office of Personnel Management and their concerns.